Hallelujah. Today is another wonderful day in the presence of God. We bless God for His mercy. We bless God for making it possible for us to see another day, another beautiful day in His presence. Wherever you are, begin to appreciate the Lord, worship the Lord, glorify the Lord. He is worthy of all praise. He's worthy to be adored. He's worthy to be glorified. Just lift up His name. Thank Him. He has made it possible for us to see the sixth day of the month of February, year 2021. I just want you to rejoice. I just want to appreciate God. I just want you to bless His name. This God is so great. This God is so merciful. This God is so wonderful. Take any songs of praise and praise God with it, and worship the Lord with it, and magnify the Lord with it. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah. We are grateful, Father. We are grateful. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the deliverance. We thank you for the signs and wonders. We thank you for the testimony that I've been rolling in. We thank you, Father, for touching people far and near. We thank you for your hand of power. We thank you for your grace. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. I decree into the life of someone that your old age will not be in bondage. Your old age will not be in sickness. You will not use your old age in bondage. The enemy will not afflict your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, at your old age, the enemy will not turn your children against you. In the name of Jesus Christ, sickness shall not have access to your body. Your body shall be immune by the blood of Jesus Christ. The Lord shall fight for you. The Lord shall lift you up. The Lord shall declare His power in your life. The Lord shall propagate His mercy upon your life. The Lord shall bless you. The Lord shall bless everything that concerns you. In the name of Jesus Christ, there shall not be sickness in your body. Untimely death will not locate you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your life shall be secure. There shall be divine security. In the name of Jesus Christ, God shall mobilize forces of heaven to protect you, to guide you, and to shield you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are welcome to this wonderful broadcast. You are welcome to this period. We pray that God will bless you as you continue with us in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank the Lord for a lot of testimony. Many, many testimony from far and near. And I've been so much happy thanking God for using this broadcast to perform wonders in the life of people. Many will just take this broadcast and they put it in the ears of people and they receive their healings. Healings and deliverance has been a testimony we have been having. And we pray that more testimony will come up. More miracle will come up, more signs and wonders will come up in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, we are talking on something very complex. Something very, very complex. Something that is affecting 6 to 7 men among 10 men. Something that is affecting 6 to 7 men, 7 women among 10 women. So you can imagine. We are talking about something that is affecting people in about 70%. We are talking about something that many people are going through and they do not know how to get out of it. We are talking about something very complex. Something very, very complex. And I want you to listen to me very well. I am not going to rush it at all. I'm going to take it step by step, and I believe God will help us. Wherever you are, say, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ. Before we continue, we are going to pray 7 prayers. Just get ready and shout like this. Say, every satanic sacrifice carried out against my life, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every satanic sacrifice carried out against my life, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every satanic sacrifice carried out against my life, backfire, backfire, backfire. In Jesus' name we're praying. Say, every arrow of darkness, fire into my life, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of darkness, fire into my life, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of darkness, fire into my life, backfire, backfire, backfire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every satanic agent stealing from my life in the dream. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic agent stealing from my life in the dream. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic agent stealing from my life in the dream. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic agent stealing from my life in the dream. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and say this one loud and clear. Every circle of problem in my foundation. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Every circle of problem in my foundation. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Every circle of problems in my foundation. There. In Jesus' name we pray. Say the source of my problems be exposed by fire in the name of Jesus. The source of my problem be exposed by fire in the name of Jesus. The source of my problem be exposed by fire in the name of Jesus. The source of my problem be exposed by fire, be exposed by fire, be exposed by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say every foundational backwardness of my father's house attacking my life. In the name of Jesus, every foundational backwardness of my father's house affecting my life. In the name of Jesus, every foundational backwardness of my father's house that's affecting my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say powers that has vowed to waste my life. In the name of Jesus, powers that has vowed to waste my life. In the name of Jesus, powers that are vowed to waste my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. May the Lord fight for us. May the grace of God walk upon our life. I want you to pray this one prayer before we go to say, I remove my name from the register of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I remove my name from the register of untimely death in the name of Jesus. I remove my name from the register of untimely death. In the name of Jesus, I remove my name from the register of untimely death. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Beloved, I want you to listen to me very well. As we'll be talking about the captive of evil spiritual marriage. The captive of evil spiritual marriage. There is something called spiritual marriage, a marriage formed in the spirit, a marriage that is existing spiritually, a marriage that started with a wedding conducted spiritually. A marriage that started with a wedding that was conducted in the spirit, having witnesses that were there, and having a seal of contract. We are talking about something very complex here now. A spiritual marriage is a deep thing. And I want you to listen very well. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 to 2, and it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. The sons of God there is referring to angels of God that fair. It's talking about the fallen angels. These fallen angels, they saw the daughters of men and they loved them and they took them as wives. They enter into relationship with them. They enter into marriage with them. They contracted marriage with them. And look at the result, verse 4. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also, after that, when the sons of God came in, the word came in means sexual intercourse, unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. So it is possible for children, strange children, to be born from spiritual marriage. I think I have witnessed, I have seen that one. I've heard about that one. They have brought that case to us. And they bear children to them. The same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. Men of renown. This is very deep. Very, very deep. Job chapter 1, verse 60. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. You can see another place we have the sons of God. The sons of God there were angels. So the Bible is saying that angelic being could have a relationship, sexual relationship, with human beings. And it will result to bearing children unto them. Jude chapter 1, only one chapter, verse 6. And the angel which kept not their first estate, and the angel which kept not their first estate, that is, the angels that are not keeping their first estate, they are not keeping to obedience to God, they are not keeping to what God has given to them. They disobey the law. But left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Unto the judgment of the great day. Unto the judgment of the great day. Beloved, spiritual marriage is a legal marriage. Though done spiritually, but it's legal. Don't forget that we are spiritual beings. Don't forget that our battle also is spiritually inclined. So it's a legal marriage. Spiritual marriage is an evil contract. You sign a contract with a spirit being. Spiritual marriage may be conscious and may be unconscious. Many will be there, they may not know. But what manifests in their life reveals to us that they had or they have contracted spiritual marriage. Many said they've not seen such spirit husband in the dream. Not everybody will see it. Some used to see it. But there are signs that shows that spiritual marriage had been contracted. So spiritual marriage is very, very deep. When someone enters into spiritual marriage, whether conscious or unconscious, it becomes a serious problem to that life. There are many, many forms of evil spiritual marriage. Some of them are conscious. We have some that are unconscious. We have those who are forced into it. We have those who see their husband or their wife spiritually, that happen to them, that appear to them spiritually, also physically. There are some who cannot see them. Or is there is a spiritual marriage. It's already there. I pray for somebody that every spiritual marriage in your life shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray this prayer. Say, unprofitable linkage. Break and release me. Unprofitable linkage. Break and release me. In the name of Jesus. Unprofitable linkage. Break and release me. In the name of Jesus. Unprofitable linkage. Break and release me. In the name of Jesus. Unprofitable linkage. Break, 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 break. In Jesus. In spiritual marriage, a covenant is formed. Register is signed and sealed. An elderly woman came to see a man of God. After looking for work for many years, he could not see any job. And this man of God prayed for her. Unfortunately, she got a job. She was very happy for the first time that she got a job after many years. A night preceding her resumption day, she had a strange dream. She found herself in the midst of wedding ceremony.
Strange enough, she was the bride. It was a church setting. She saw congregation, she saw the pastor and the bridegroom. She was the bride of the bridegroom. She was standing by the man, and the pastor was joining them together in marriage. She was very shocked. In that dream, she asked the pastor, "Who is this man you are joining me with?" The pastor did not answer. She told the pastor, "I cannot be involved in this wedding." The pastor did not answer. So she said, "Please count me out of this wedding." The pastor continued to conduct the strange wedding. At that moment, she decided to run for her dear life. She ran out. Both the pastor, the bridegroom, and the congregation, they pursued her. While she was running and they were pursuing her, she woke up to life. Beloved, what happened to her the next day was terrible. She went to work to go and resume her work after giving an appointment letter. When she got there, she was told to stay in one place, whether in reception, office, for about 1 hour there. And the director said they should go and tell her that we made a mistake. Though we have given her a letter of appointment, but she was not the one we wanted to give that letter to. This woman was like dying. She cannot explain it. She has to go back to the man of God who prayed with her earlier. And the man of God told her what to do. The man of God said, "Go and pray. Summon all the strange congregation. Summon them. Set them ablaze. Command the pastor to be roasted. Command the bridegroom to be roasted. Command the congregation to be roasted. Command the church to be roasted. Then renounce every form of involvement which you have engaged in. Destroy all the agents of darkness by fire." She did that night. And she went back to the place where they rejected her yesterday. When they saw her, they apologized and they gave her the job. Can you see the activity of this evil marriage? There are many people here who complain after they had a kind of defilement in the dream. Somebody molested them sexually. The breakthrough they are expecting just crashed. The money they are expecting could not come. The business they are expecting to be sealed could not be sealed because a particular transaction had occurred. And by that transaction, all good things that are supposed to come to them will be destroyed. I pray for somebody today. If there is any spiritual marriage, either in your foundation, all right, the one you contracted, I pray that the spiritual marriage shall die in the name of Jesus Christ. There are people that enter into this spiritual marriage from the womb because it was an inherited thing. I have seen a case like that, very terrible a case, which I'm going to share with you in another broadcast. This brother inherited that spirit wife. Right from the time she started growing, she has been seeing that spirit wife. That spirit wife is very tall and her breast touching the floor. The spirit wife will always go to him when he was even very small, at the age of 6, and put the breast into his mouth to suck. This was inherited. One of our daughters in the Lord married this man, and it was a lot of battle. I pray for you now that every spiritual marriage assigned to destroy your destiny, that marriage shall be roasted by fire. It shall be roasted by fire. It shall be roasted by fire. It shall be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus, every soul tie between you and any evil personality, break by fire. Break by fire. Break by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is time for us to pray. I'm going to stop here and we'll continue tomorrow. But listen to me. If you are listening to me now and you have been having sex in the dream, it's a sign that there is a spiritual marriage somewhere. If you are here now and you have reached the age of 40 above and nobody had ever proposed to you, it's a sign that there's a spiritual marriage in place. Or they proposed to you, it ends in disappointment, it ends in fighting, it ends in after proposing to you, everything ended in fighting, everything ended in problems, everything ended in battling, in fighting, in quarreling, and it ended in separation. It is a sign that there's a spiritual marriage in place. If you are here and you see somebody sleeping with you, but you cannot, you know somebody is sleeping with you, but you cannot see the fellow, it's a sign that the spiritual marriage is in place. If you know and you see that when you wake up, you know that something has happened to you, your private organ has been touched, it's a sign that spiritual marriage is in place. Or you sleep at night, and by the time you wake up, your cloth has been removed. It's a sign that spiritual marriage is in place. If you know or you have been seeing that anytime good thing is about to come to you, there will be someone that will come and you have sex together, it's a sign that spiritual marriage is in place. Or you're having a wet dreams, it's a sign that spiritual marriage is in place. Or you find it difficult to get pregnant after you have tried everything, it's also a sign that spiritual husband is in, spiritual marriage is in place. You have to break the yoke of spiritual marriage. You have to command spiritual marriage to be roasted. You have to command fire to burn every spiritual marriage in the name of Jesus Christ. It is time for us to pray. You are going to shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, every evil contract between me and any personality in the spirit realm, break every evil contract between me and any personality in the spirit realm. Break, break, break. I break off the contract. Let the contract be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil spiritual marriage in my foundation, in the name of Jesus. Every evil spiritual marriage in my foundation, in the name of Jesus. Every evil spiritual marriage in my foundation, in the name of Jesus. Every evil spiritual marriage in my foundation, in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Say, every evil link between me and family idol, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and family idol, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil covenant between me and spirit wife. If you are a brother, you mention wife. If you are a sister, you mention husband. Every evil covenant between me and spirit wife, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant between me and the spirit wife, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, fire of God, set ablaze any evil marriage tormenting my life. In the name of Jesus, fire of God, set ablaze every evil marriage tormenting my life. In the name of Jesus, fire of God, set ablaze every evil marriage tormenting my life. In the name of Jesus, fire of God, set ablaze every evil marriage tormenting my life. In Jesus' name, pray. Are you here? Your husband suddenly developed hatred for you. There's something in place. Are you here? You married, and after 1 year of the marriage, the man entered into, even before 1 year, the business of the man collapsed. There's something in place. Something is in place. Are you here? People complain that when they propose to you, somebody will fight them in a dream, or a serpent will bite them. That is spiritual contract. There's a contract between you and the serpent. There's a marriage between you and the serpent. I pray that every marriage between anybody here and the serpent, every marriage between anybody here and the family idol, every marriage between anybody here and the goddess of the water, I command the marriage to be set ablaze, be set ablaze, be set ablaze, be set ablaze. In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, you go for interview. They ought to call you, they are not calling you. There's a spiritual husband, a spiritual marriage in place. You need to pray. You will not know they are there until you pray some prayers aggressively. One of the prayers you need to pray is to put your hand on your navel. We are going to pray the prayer now when we put the oil on our navel. Then we'll pray the prayer very well. You'll begin to see things. Bring out your oil now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless this oil with fire of the Holy Ghost. We command this oil to carry power and fire. The oil shall become the oil of deliverance. This oil shall become the oil of healing and deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil, anoint your navel now. Put it on your navel. We are going to pray that prayer. You will see what will happen when you pray this prayer. You will shout loud and clear. Maliko pasat ariyama kadaba. Embosom probo shede kadaba. Say, invisible marriage with dark power in my life. In the name of Jesus, invisible marriage with dark powers in my life. There, invisible marriage with dark powers in my life. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, in the covenant of spiritual marriage, break in the name of Jesus. In the covenant of spiritual marriage, break in Jesus. Say, put your name there. Say, every evil spiritual marriage that I do not know, but is operating against my life, be exposed to me now in the name of Jesus. Every evil spiritual marriage that I do not know, but is operating against my life, be exposed to me. Be exposed. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, if you have the oil there or the water, use it to touch your face, to touch your eye. Because God is going to give you a revelation. If it's water, take small water and wash your face. If it's oil, just take small oil your face. Just small oil in the eye. Say this prayer loud and clear. Say, my Father, show me the secret behind the battle of my life. In the name of Jesus, my Father, show me the secret behind the battle of my life. In the name of Jesus, my Father, show me the secret. Show me the secret behind the battle of my life. In the name of Jesus, my Father, show me the secret. Show me the secret behind the battle of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. I advise you to continue praying this prayer for 3 days until you see the revelation. Touch your head with the oil. Aha. Say, every covenant of darkness affecting my head, there in the name of Jesus, every covenant of darkness affecting my head, there in Jesus' name, pray. Rub your chest with the oil and pray very loud and clear. Say, so tie covenant between me and the spirit wife, there in the name of Jesus. So tie covenant between me and the spirit wife, there in the name of Jesus. So tie covenant between me and the spirit wife. In the name of Jesus, so tie covenant between me and the spirit wife. In Jesus' name, anoint your hand now and prophesy to your hand. Say, my hands, hear the word of the Lord. Begin to prosper from today. My hands, hear the word of the Lord. Break free from poverty in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your legs. Say, my legs, hear the word of the Lord. Break free from backwardness in the name of Jesus. My legs, hear the word of the Lord. Take me to the land of promise. Take me to the land of breakthrough. Take me to the land of fulfillment in the name of Jesus Christ. Get your 12 prayer requests out. Father, I pray that these 12 prayer requests shall be answered from number 1 to number 12. Shall receive immediate answer. Heaven shall speak unto this request in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I bless you now with the blessing of fruitfulness. I bless every business here with enlargement and increase. I bless all those who have married here. They are looking for the fruit of the womb. I bless you with twins and triplets. I bless those who have not married. I bless you with your husband and your wife. I pray that God shall locate you this year, and this year will be a year of joy and testimony in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you, and God will continue to be with you. You want to contact us, send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you in Jesus' name.